dear brothers and sisters, let's turn to Old Testament, 2 Samuel, please.
弟兄姊妹们, 请我们翻开 圣经旧约, 撒母耳记下。
We're going to read the background of Psalm 3.
我们要来读跟那个诗篇第三篇的那个背景。
2 Samuel in Old Testament, chapter 15.
撒母耳记下第15章,
verse 1 through 6.
第1到第6节.
Now it came about after this that Absalom provided for himself a chariot and horses and 50 men as runners before him.
此后亚撒龙为自己预备车马,又派50人在他前头奔走。
Absalom used to rise early and stand beside the way to the gate, and any man had a suit to come to the king of judgment. Absalom would call to him and say, "From what city are you?" And he would say, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel."
亚撒龙常常早晨起来站在城门的道旁，凡有争讼要去求王判断的，亚撒龙就叫他过来，问他说：“你是哪一城的人？”回答说：“仆人是以色列某支派的人。”Then
Absalom would say to him, "See, your claims are good and right, and no man listen to you on the part of the king."
亚撒龙对他说：“你的事有情有理，无赖王没有委任委人听你申诉。”Moreover,
Absalom would say, "Oh, that one would appoint me judge in the land. Then every man who has any suit or cause could come to me, and I would give him justice."
亚撒龙又说：“恨不得我做国中的士师，凡有争讼求审的，求审判的，到我这里来，我必秉公判断。”
And when the man came near to prostrate himself before him, he would put out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him.
若有人近前来要拜亚撒龙，亚撒龙就伸手拉住他，与他亲嘴。
In this manner, Absalom dealt with all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stored away the hearts of men of Israel.
以色列人中凡去求见王求判断的，亚撒龙都如此待他们。这样，亚撒龙暗中得了以色列人的心。
Now let's read the chapter, verse 7. So now it came about at the end of 4 years that Absalom said to the king, "Please let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed to the Lord in Hebron."
满了四年，亚撒龙对王说：“求你准我往。” 西伯伦去，还我向耶和华所许的愿。And
verse 10. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribe of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'"
亚撒龙打发探子走遍以色列各支派，说：“你们一听见脚声，就说亚撒龙在西伯伦做王了。”
And verse 12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel of Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city Gilo, while he was offering sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong for the people, increased continually with Absalom.
亚撒龙献祭的时候，打发人去将大卫的盟士基罗人亚希多弗从他本城请了来，于是叛逆的士派甚大，因为随从亚撒龙的人民日渐增多。
Let's read 16. And end of verse of chapter 16. The advice of Ahithophel, who he gave in those days, was as if one inquired of the word of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel regarded by both David and Absalom.
那时亚希多弗所出的主意，好像人问神的话一样。 他昔日跟大卫，今日跟亚撒龙所出的主意都是这样。And
let's turn back to our 15.
我们再回到第15章。Then
a messenger came to David saying, "The hearts of men of Israel are with Absalom."
第几节？13节。第13节，有人报告大卫说，以色列人的心都归向亚撒龙了。
David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, for otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom. Go in haste, for he will overtake us quickly and bring down calamity on us and strike the city with the edge of the sword."
第14节, 大卫就对耶路撒冷跟随他的臣仆说, 我们要起来逃走，不然都不能逃避亚撒龙了，要速速的去，恐怕他忽然来到，加害于我们，用刀杀尽合成的人。
And 23. While all the country was weeping with a loud voice, all the people passed over. The king also passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness.
23节，本地的人都放声大哭，众民竟都过去，王也过了希伦期，众民往旷野去了。
Now behold, Zadok also came and all the Levites with him, carrying the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar came up until all the people had finished passing from the city.
撒都和抬神约柜的利未人也一同来了，将神的约柜放下，亚比亚他上来，等着众民从城里出来过去。
The king said to Zadok,Return the ark of God to the city. If I find favor in the sight of the Lord, then he will bring me back again and show me both it and its habitation.
王对撒都说，你将神的约柜抬回城去，我若在耶和华眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来，再见约柜和他的居所。
But if he should say thus, I have no delight in you, behold, here I am, let him do to me as seems good to him.
倘若他说我不喜悦你，看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的旨意待我。
And let's drop to verse 30. And David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went, and his head was covered, and he walked barefoot. Then all the people who were with him each covered his head and went up weeping as they went.
第三十节，大卫蒙头赤脚。上橄榄山上，一面上一面哭，随同他的跟随他的人都蒙着头哭着上去。
Let's turn to Psalm 3.
我们再翻开诗篇第三篇。
A Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son.
大卫逃避他儿子亚撒龙的时候做的诗。
O Lord, how my adversaries have increased.Many are rising up against me.
耶和华啊，我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我。
Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God.
有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助。
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head.
但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。
I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain.
我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山应允我。
I lay down and slept. I will walk, for the Lord sustains me.
我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。
I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me round about.
虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek, and you have shattered the teeth of the wicked.
耶和华啊，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，削碎了。
Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people.
救恩属乎耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。
Let's bow, have a word of prayer.
让我低头有点祷告。
Father, for the wonderful grace that you called us today.To come together to worship the Lord, we want to give all the thanks to you.
父啊，实在是你的恩典，把我们召聚在一起来敬拜我们的主。我们愿意把我们一切的感谢都归给你。
This day is the day that you have created for us to worship the Lord.
今天乃是你预备来让我们敬拜主的日子。
This is the day of His resurrection.
这乃是他复活的日子。
And you called us to come together to look upon His beauty.
你召集我们来是要见他的荣美。
Father, we ask you to open the hearts of our, open the eyes of our hearts.
父啊，因此我们求你开启我们的心。
So that we can see the beauty of the Lord and His grace.
使我们可以看见他的荣美和恩典。
May you give us His Holy Spirit so that we can understand the word.
愿意你也赐圣灵给我们，使我们可以明白你的话。
Through your holy word, may we receive the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
借着你圣洁的话，使我们可以得以明白神的见证，主耶稣的见证。
May the beauty of the Lord capture all of our hearts.
愿主的荣美吸引我们每个人的心。
May each one of us hear the voice of the Lord.
也愿意我们每一个人都能够听见主的声音。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. So today we'd like to share Psalm 3.
今天我们要一同来分享诗篇第三篇。
I need to ask Jason to watch time for me. I couldn't see that the time over there.
我想请那个 Jason 跟我看一下时间，因为我看不清楚那个时间。
Yeah, so it's around 11:15. Just raise your hand. Just let me know.
到11:15你就举下手。
So we, last two times we shared the Psalms 1 and 2.
上一次两次我们分享了诗篇第一篇和第二篇。
We see that the Psalm 1 serves as preface to the whole Psalms.
诗篇第一篇乃是整个 诗篇的那个总纲。
It laid out for us the two paths.
它告诉我们两个道路。
One is the way of the righteous, the other one is the way of the wicked.
第一条道路就是义人的路，第二条乃是恶人的路。
And it tells us that what is about the result of the way of the righteous.
然后又告诉我们义人道路的结局。
And his heart has a delight in the word of God.
那些人乃是对神的话渴慕的人。
And they meditate on the word of God day and night.
他们常常日益思想耶和华的律法。
So that they can bear fruits in all seasons to the glory of the Lord.
所以他们可以按时结果子。
And the other one is way of the wicked.
另外一个道路呢是恶人的路。
And the wicked will be gathered and burned up in the end.
最终他们像糠皮一样被收集起来烧了。
So Lord through the Psalm 1 present to us these two ways of life.
主乃是借着诗篇第一篇来告诉我们前面的两条路。
And urge you to make decision.
让我们在其中做选择。
So you and I need to make that decision.
我们每一个人都需要做这样的选择。
Do you choose way of the wicked or do you choose the way of the righteous?
我们是选择恶人的路呢还是选择义人的路。
The wicked is defined as one who refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus.
恶人的道路就是拒绝相信神的路。
They are arrogant in their heart.
他们心愚顽。
They refuse to learn the knowledge of the Lord.
他们拒绝接受耶和华的律法。
So the Holy Spirit present to us this challenge.
那么圣灵在这里乃是给我们一个挑战。
Let us choose the way of our life.
让我们选择生命的道路。
Choose to become the righteous.
成为义人。
Through the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣基督的救恩。
Receive his salvation and will become part of this group of the righteous.
愿意主的救恩能够成为我们这一群义人的义。
Because the righteousness of Lord Jesus become our own righteous.
因为主的义就成了我们的义。
And day by day we will experience His grace so that we can produce the fruits of the righteous.
每一天我们从他那里领受恩典使我们长出义的果子来。
And second Psalm, it tells us There's two kingdoms.
诗篇第二篇乃是告诉我们那个国度。
One is the kingdom of God.
有其中一个国度是指神的国度。
Kingdom of the anointed.
乃是高受高者的国度。
Kingdom of Christ.
基督的国度。
And second kingdom is the kingdom of this world.
那么另外一个国度呢，乃是指这个地上的国度。
That belongs to the king, the princes, and all the people of this world.
那是这个国度乃是属于地上的君王和地上的人民的。
And the kings and princes of all the peoples of this world rise up against the kingdom of the anointed.
地上所有的君王臣宰都一同起来要对抗那个神耶和华。
They rise up against the anointing of the Lord.
对付受膏者，耶和华的受膏者。
Again, these two kingdoms, Holy Spirit present to us and challenge us to choose which kingdom you belong.
同样的，在这个诗篇里边，圣灵要让我们在这两个国度中做一个选择。
So in this whole universe, there's only two kingdoms.
在整个宇宙中，也只有这样的两个国度。
Either you're born in one kingdom.Or you are born in another kingdom.
或者你是从一个国度生出来的，或者你是属于另外一个国度的。
And by grace of the Lord, we can through the Lord Jesus, His salvation, to be born in the kingdom of the anointed of Christ.
感谢神的恩典，因为借着耶稣基督的救恩，我们从神的国度里边生出来了。
So whenever every Lord's Day we come to listen to the message from the Lord.
每天主日早晨我们聚集在一起来听主的话。
We need to make decision.
我们都需要做这样的决定。
So message is not about just let us feel very good.
并不是听一篇信息让我们感觉良好而已。
We need to choose a way.
我们必须要做一个选择，道路的选择。
We need to choose the kingdom.
我们需要选择国度，也选择道路和国度。
So here is the third song.
那么第三篇呢？
Third Psalm, it tells us that it gives the background in the very beginning.
诗篇第三篇一开始就告诉我们这篇的背景是什么。
And this heading actually is part of the original scripture.
那么这个题目这个背景的题目就是原来应该是属于诗篇的一个部分。
A Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son.
这个乃是大卫逃避他儿子亚沙龙的时候做的诗。
So as we read the background of the psalm,
当我们在阅读、在读这个背景的时候
，You see that how Absalom his son rose up against his father David.
我们看到亚沙龙他的儿大卫的儿子是怎么样起来对反抗自己的父亲的。
It all started off with his sister being defiled by David's eldest son.
最开始乃是由于亚沙龙的妹妹被大卫的另外一个儿子给玷污了。
So Absalom waited for 2 years to find opportunity to kill Amnon.
那么亚沙龙等了两年时间才把那个暗论就是另外一个儿子给杀了。
And Absalom fled to his grandfather, his mother's side, the father of his mother.
那么亚沙龙呢就逃离了到他那个外祖母那里去了。
And he stayed there for 3 years, and David started to think about him.
那他逃离大卫三年之久，大卫慢慢的就越来越想他。
And then David sent people to bring him back to the Jerusalem.
后来大卫派人去把他带回到耶路撒冷。
And that's when we just read in the scripture that Absalom started to conspire to overthrow the kingdom of his father David.
那么刚才所读的经文乃是大卫乃是亚沙龙回到耶路撒冷以后发生的事。
So we see that when he proclaimed to be king at in Hebron,
我们在看到他在希伯伦自称做王了。
It was, David was caught by surprise.
大卫当时根本没有准备。
So he had to flee from the slaughter of Absalom.
所以他被迫逃离亚沙龙将要带来的屠杀。
We know he was He was in such a hurry that he didn't even have time to wear shoes.
你知道他多忙吗? 他多仓促吗? 因为他连穿鞋的时间都没有。 他光着脚出去的。
And this is the time he wrote this psalm.
就在这个时候他写下了这个诗篇。
And verse 1. So this psalm can be divided by into a different sessions, small paragraphs.
这个诗篇可以把它分成几段。
Verse 1 is verse 1 and 2.
第一段就是第一节到第二节。
It ends with the Selah, if you notice that this very small word called Selah.
如果你注意的话, 在第二节的末了, 有一个字叫做细拉, 这就是它分段的起点。
And second place, second part is from verse 3 and 4.
第二段是从第三节到第四节。
And it also ends with another Selah.
第四节的末了也有一个字叫细拉。
And the third section is from verse 5 and verse 6.
那么第三段是从第五节到第六节。
So this is another paragraph, and then the last one will be verse 7 and verse 8.
最后一段从第七节到第八节。
So every two verses become a group.
每两节圣经成为一段。
So first two verses tells us what he sees.
那么第一段呢，是告诉我们大卫究竟看到了什么。
What he sees, what happened around him.
也就是当时他周围所发生的事。
And the second group, 3 and 4, is what he believes.
第三到第四节乃是讲的大卫他所信的是什么。And
5 and 6, it tells us what he experienced.
那第五到第六节乃是讲到他的经历是什么，他所经历的是。We
can say what he experienced inside.
我们乃是指到他里面的经历是什么。As
a result of what he believed.
因着他所信的是什么，就前一段，而得到的经历。And
7 and 8 is what he prayed for.
那第七到第八节乃是讲到他在祷告，他所祷告的内容。
So let's share from verse 1 and 2, first section.
让我们先一段一段来看，来先看第一段，第一到第二节。
He says, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me.
耶和华啊，我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我。
Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God.
有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助。
We read this in the background, 2 Samuel 15, that Absalom stores the hearts of all Israel.
我们刚才读的撒母耳记第15章这样告诉我们，当时亚沙龙已经把以色列人的心给掳掠去了。
Basically, by and large, the whole nation of Israel now turned against David.
也就是说，以色列整个国家都转过心来，要来攻击大卫。
Absalom spent 4 years deceived Israel, the hearts of Israel.
因为亚沙龙花了4年的时间来欺骗以色列人的心。
So, in the end, when Absalom proclaimed to be king and try to enter Jerusalem.
所以其结果就是亚沙龙要进到耶路撒冷作王。When
the news came to King David, he was surprised.
当大卫听到这样的消息的时候，他简直吃惊坏了。Why
all Israel turned against me?
为什么以色列人这样来背叛我呢?
Why all people turned against me?
为什么这些人都背叛我?
So he said this, Oh, how my adversaries have increased. How many are they who are rising up against me?
所以他说我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我。
And this is, and also in verse 2, many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God.
第二节还这样说，他说有许多人都议论我说我根本得不着神的帮助。
I think it has a lot to do with that one person we read in the 2 Samuel.
这件事情实在说来给 在我们读的撒母耳记下，有一个人跟一个人有关。
It mentioned a name, a person who was counselor of David. His name was Ahithophel.
这个人就是大卫的盟士, 他的名字叫做亚西多福。
And Bible tells us his counsel, his advice was as good as God's.
你圣经告诉我们亚西多福的盟算跟神的盟算一样。
He was so wise, his advices were 100% correct.
他是如此的, 有智慧, 以致他的盟算, 几乎是百分之百的, 准确。
So both David and all the people of Israel took his advice as the word of God.
所以不光是大卫, 连以色列人都把他的盟算, 计谋, 当成是神来的计谋。
And during this conspiracy, Ahithophel took a side with Absalom.
但是在这个阴谋的里面, 亚西多福成了亚沙龙的支持者。
If you read that 2 Samuel closely, you see that when David heard that Ahithophel was on Absalom's side, he immediately prayed.
如果我们仔细来读撒母耳记下，我们就能够看到。 当大卫听说亚西多福成了亚沙龙的盟士的时候，大卫的反应是立刻祷告。
He immediately prayed to the Lord, Lord, please turn the advice of Ahithophel into foolish.
他祷告说，他说，主啊，求你使亚西多福的计谋成为愚拙。
So you see the challenge and difficulties that David faced.
所以我们实在是看到大卫当时的处境是何等的艰难。
His son rose up against him.
他的儿子起来反抗，来背叛他。
The son that he loved.
这是他所爱的儿子。
And then we see that all the nation of Israel turned against him.
然后整个国家也起来反抗他，背叛他。
And his own personal counsel, Ahithophel, turned against him.
他个人的谋士亚西多福也起来背叛他。
So in his heart, he felt this adversaries are increasing.
所以他实在在他心里面，他感到他的敌人是何其的加增。
And many are those who rise up against him.
有很多的人都起来攻击他。
And many are saying that there's no deliverance for him in God.
很多人都议论说， 神不可能再帮助他，拯救他。
So his chances of recover from this conspiracy is very, very small. It's non-existent.
所以看见他要从这个背叛的里面要能够出来，几乎是不可能的。
Dear brothers and sisters, that many times in our life we can experience similar feeling.
现在的弟兄姊妹们，在我们的生命的里面，难道不也经历这样的事吗？
Many difficulties come to our life.
很多难处临到我们。
Difficulties at work with the colleagues.
或者是在工作中和同事之间。
Or with your project.
或者我的项目，我们的项目。
Difficulty at home with your spouse or with your children.
在家里面给夫妻之间关系和孩子之间的关系。
And as students, you may have a difficulty at school.
或者在学校里面做学生。
With your friends.
或者跟朋友之间。
And sometimes we have a relative or loved ones in other places, in Taiwan, in mainland China, or in Hong Kong, or wherever the place is.
或者我们在台湾、大陆、香港的亲人们，
and they also sometimes give us call. They are in the difficulties that so that our hearts are burdened with them.
他们可能给我们一个电话，告诉我们他们的处境是何等的艰难，使我们的心就沉重。
And many times, for those who serve in the church, that we have difficulties in the church as well.
当然我们在教会里边服侍神，我们也遇到同样的相似的难处。
Sometimes we met the adversaries, the brothers and sisters who are just at odds with us.
或者有时候弟兄姊妹之间彼此产生了争执矛盾。
And sometimes all these things, all these difficulties, all many aspects of life happen all at once.
有时候更特别的是，这些所有的难处好像是一下都临到了我们。
You have a problem with at work, and also at the same time, your children may at school have an issue, and then you have a problem maybe with your spouse.
我们工作出了事情，突然之间，与家里的那个亲人、孩子、夫妻也出问题。
And then you got the call from Taiwan, mainland China, that your loved ones sick with cancer.
然后马上又有电话从大陆或者台湾来说，一个某某亲人得了癌症。
And there's a service at the church that had some problem.
然后教会里边的服事又出了问题。
Have you experienced similar things like this?
你有这样的经历没有？
As if you have that, you feel like you're very desperate.
当如果你是处在这样的经历的里面的时候，你一定觉得是非常绝望。
All these things happen at the same time.
是不祸不单行一样的。
Once I felt that way,
当我们这样感觉的时候，
so I cannot just go back to a parking lot and drive home.
当这样的事情如果发生在我身上的时候，我简直根本就没办法开车从工作的地方回到家里。
So I had to kneel in the office, on the chair and pray before I can drive.
我就只能是在办公室里边跪下来跟神祷告，否则我连到那个停车场去开车回家的那个力气都没有了。
So these are the things that actually that Francis can experience as well.
这些事情我相信弟兄姊妹们你们也会有这样的经历的。
Not as serious as David experienced.
尽管没有大卫那样经历的难那样难。
But here that sometimes we feel very desperate.
但是确实 时常我们会感到非常绝望。
Like David would feel we're helpless and hopeless.
就像大卫在这个时候他是那样的无望无助。
And so, where is his deliverance?
那么他的拯救从哪里来呢？这个时候。
And here is a little word, very important.
这里有一个很小的词非常重要。
That's called a Selah.
就是细拉。
Now, exact meaning of Selah is still unknown.
这个细拉这个词，这个字的原文意思并不是很清楚。
Some people say it's a pause.
有的人说可能只是一个简单的停顿。
And some people say this may be an instruction to the singers to sing in a different tone.
或者说是对那些唱诗的人，在这个时候需要改变他们的那个音调。
Adjusting their pitch.
或者改变他们的那个乐器的那个调。
But whenever you see this Selah in the Psalms.
但是当我们看诗篇，当看到这个小的词的时候。
You notice that the tone, the attitude of the psalmist changed.
我们就会注意到，接下来的他的那个调，语义要改变。
So you can see that from verse 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 are different.
所以我们就看到第一和第二节，第一、第二节和第三、第四节之间有一个改变。
So usually you can see after Selah there's a turning point.
所以说从希拉开始我们通常都会看到一个那个语义的转变。
So thank the Lord that through Lord's grace that we have this Selah in our life.
感谢主我们也巴不得在我们的生命里面我们有希拉这样的转变。
So we have this through God's grace we may turn from the difficulties that we face.
我们感谢主我们可以从一种困境里面给转出来。
And turn to the Lord.
转向主。
So that's exactly what happened to David.
这就是大卫即将要发生的事情。
So he expressed in these two verses, 3 and 4, who he believed.
那么第三、第四节就让我们看到大卫他所信的那位神。
So here in the verse 3, it says, but.
第三节一开头就这样说，但是。
That's the turning point.
这乃是一个转折点。
And before in verse 2, he sees what happened around him.
第一节、第二节，他再次看到当时他的周围环境所发生的事情。
He sees what's going on from outside.
从外表发生的事。
Now he turned. There's a turning point. But
从这里有一个转折点。但是
now his eyes now turn from the outside now to the Lord.
他的眼目乃是从外面的事情转向主，转向神。
So he said, "You, O Lord, are a shield about me."
你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
Now, shield is for defense, for protection.
因为盾牌的 原来的意思就是要做一个保护。
So what he's saying that the Lord is my protection.
他这里乃是讲到说耶和华是我的盾牌。
Lord will defend me from the attacks from my enemies.
耶和华必然要保护我那个受仇敌的攻击。
I cannot do anything.
我不能做任何的事。
But it is the Lord who will defend me and who will protect me.
乃是主他要保护我。
So this is his expression of his confidence, his trust in the Lord.
这乃是他信心，他的信心，对主的信心的表现。
Yeah, how blessed we are if in situation like this we can turn to the Lord.
想想看，我们当处的困境里边，我们转向神，那是何等蒙福的事。
And we put our trust in the Lord.
我们把我们的信放在主的身上。
He is my shield. He is my defense. He is my protection.
他乃是我的盾牌，我的保护，我的力量。
And here it says, he's the shield, about me, around me. That means around me.
这儿讲的盾牌乃是指四围的盾牌。
So it's usually shield is the protector in front of you, from the frontal attack from the enemy.
常常我们平时间所讲的盾牌乃是讲的是在前面拿的盾牌乃是保护我们从前面来的攻击。
But here, David said that the Lord is a protection all around me.
但是大卫在这里讲到耶和华是我的盾牌乃是讲到从四围的盾牌。
Not only protect from the frontal attack from the enemy.
不光从正面来的敌人的对他们的保护。
But also protect from the left.
也是从左面来的保护。
And from the right.
从右面。
And then also from the back.
从后面。
How many times you feel like somebody stab you in the back?
多少时候你感觉到有的人是在背后捅你的刀子。
You thought, you prepared well, you protect yourself well, and then you realize that the stagger step right into your back.
你总是觉得你原来你以为你准备的非常好，把自己已经保护住了，但是你不知道在后面暗中捅你刀子。
And you know that we take a measure, right, to protect ourselves so that we don't want to expose our vulnerability, but.
因为我们常常自己在预备自己免受攻击的时候，我们都是想要准备，觉得自己准备的很好，保护自己的弱点。
So Paul, I think David felt very vulnerable at this time.
因为大卫在这个时候，他感觉到非常软弱。
As we noticed when we read 2 Samuel 15.He was caught by surprise. He had to flee in a hurry.
我们从第撒母耳记第十五章就知道，当时他逃跑的时候是如此的仓促。
And he fled barefoot.
他光着脚跑的。
And you, so imagine that time that how vulnerable he felt. He must have been felt.
所以你能够想象得到，当时他是感到何等的脆弱。
And all this Israel, the whole army of Israel, chase after him.
所有以色列的军队都要来追踪他。
So he felt that the Lord not only the shield. 在 front, but also all around him.
但是他这个时候感到神不光是在前面保护他，也四围的保护他。
You know that some of brothers, sisters may know that I'm not a big fan of traveling by flight.
有的弟兄姊妹也许都知道，我这个人不喜欢坐飞机出差。
But many times I have to because business required.
但是因为工作的需要，我必须要这样做。
So whenever I find myself, I need to take an airplane to go to most time is Boston, and this is my prayer.
每一次哈，我常常出差，常常去波士顿，飞机到波士顿出差。每次要出行的时候，我都有这样的祷告。
I ask the Lord to send His angel protect me.
我求神差派他的天使来保护我。
Not myself per se, but the airplane to have me in. So I asked the Lord to send his angel, one at the front, other at the back, the other on the left wing, the one on the right wing, and the other one on the top, the other one at the bottom.
我求神差派天使，不光是在左面、右面、前面、后面，也在上面、下面，都有一个天使来把这个飞机扶起来。Of
course, I know that one angel will be enough to protect all the airplanes in this United States.
当然，我知道一个天使就能够使美国整个的飞机都能够受保护。But
that's how I felt because I felt very vulnerable while I was in the air.
但是呢，这就是我自己当时的感觉。我觉得在天上飞着的时候，我觉得非常脆弱。So
I cannot say just one angel in front, and that will be enough to calm my heart.
以至于我觉得说一个天使在前面还不够，所以要很多。So
because we felt vulnerable, that's how I think it's David felt as well.
我当时那种感觉，我觉得可能跟大卫那个。 那个时候的感觉有相似。So
I look out the windows. I see there's nothing actually support the airplane in the air.
但是我从机舱外面往外看的时候，我并没有看到天使在那儿，保护。
The only thing that actually supports the airplane in the air, is the principle of aerodynamics.
当然，能够使飞机在天上一直翱翔的原因，乃是因为那个空气动力学。
So this is why that David prayed that Lord not only a shield, but a shield around him.
这就是大卫当时的信心，他就是四围的盾牌。And
he also says, the Lord is my glory, the one who lifts up my head.
他还说, 耶和华是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。Many
times these difficulties or attacks from the enemies make us feel ashamed.
常常当仇敌的攻击我们的时候，使我们羞愧，无地自容。The
difficulty challenges our opponents cause us to feel ashamed of ourselves.
因为这样的攻击常常使我们感觉到我们羞愧万分。So
David now is express his trust that the Lord is his glory, is his honor.
大卫在这里来说，是神是我的荣耀。One
who lifts my head.
他使我的头抬起来的。Sometimes
we feel ashamed that we cannot lift our head.
有时候我们羞愧到一个地步，我们头都抬不起来。We
saw again in the 2 Samuel 15 that when David fled, they have to cover their head. They feel ashamed.
我们在撒母耳记下第15章，我们就看见当时大卫他们逃跑的时候，他们每个人都是蒙着头的。Now
that the king covered his head, but also all the people who went with him.
不光是大卫他蒙着头，所有跟随他的人当时也是蒙着头的。His
own son now rose up and tried to kill him.
因为是他的儿子，他自己的儿子，亲生儿子要起来要背叛他。His
own people,
是他自己的人民百姓要背叛他。Wanted
to kill him,
要杀他。So
it is aspect of shame.
所以这给他带来的乃是羞愧。And
there's a person called Shimei.
有一个人叫做示美。As
David walked to the mountain. To flee, and Shimei hurled insult to David.
当大卫光着脚往山上逃跑的时候，示美在沿途都咒诅大卫。And
threw stones at him.
然后用石头来打大卫。So
he felt like he is totally vulnerable, exposed before his enemies.
所以在仇敌的面前，大卫的感觉简直是软弱。 毫无还手之力。Do
you feel that sometimes that oppositions cause you to feel shame?
你有没有这样的感觉？当那个仇敌的势力甚大的时候，你感觉到非常羞愧。
Well, sir, but in the church, well, the problem that you have at work.
不管是你在教会里面的服事，还是工作上的难处。
Or with your children.
或者孩子之间的事，孩子的事。
So here, David expressed his trust in the Lord Jesus, in Lord, that He is my glory.
所以大卫在这里乃是把他的信心放在耶和华的上面，因为耶和华是他的荣耀。
One who lifts up my head.
因为使耶和华使我的头抬起来。
And he expressed that he's confident that one day Lord will restore my honor.
因为他有这样的信心。 有一天，总有一天，神会使我重得荣耀。
He's the one who lifts up my head.
因为他使我的头能够抬起来的。
One day, through His mercy and grace, I can walk with my head lifted up.
总有一天，借着他的恩典和怜悯，我会抬着头，昂首挺胸往前走。
And verse 4, He said, I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and He answered me. From His holy mountain.
第四节这样说，我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山应允我。
Remember this tense. Now it's a past tense.
我们都知道这个用的那个动词乃是指过去式，是过去的事。
So he reminded himself the experience that he had with the Lord in the past.
也就是说，在这里大卫乃是提醒他自己过去。
And this is very important, brothers and sisters, to remember the grace that God has given us in the past.
这件事情非常重要，弟兄姊妹们，因为我们常常需要来回想、数算神过去给我们的恩典。Remind
ourselves the past experience with the Lord enables us to overcome. The challenge we face now.
因为我们在回想神过去所给我们的带领，使我们有力量往前走。
And there's a hymn in our hymn book called it's hymn 715.
在我们的诗歌本里面有一首诗歌，是715。715。
Yeah, I have a hymn. You have a hymn? Yeah, hymn 115.
715诗篇，我们的这个诗歌本上有一首诗歌，是715首。
Yeah. So it is a hymn. Many bonsies know how to sing. We used to sing it quite often. It's 715. It's a count your blessings.
这首诗歌，我们姊妹都常常唱，也很爱唱的，就是数算。
So, just the first stanza, let's say, he says, when upon life's billows you are tempest tossed.
第一节这样说，当你经过试验，茫然无所从。
When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost.
你心绝望，以为什么都失踪。
Count your many blessings, name them one by one.
就当数算主恩惠，当一一的数。
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
你就要稀奇他曾如何眷顾。
And the refrain repeat, count your blessings, name them one by one.
副歌哈，一而再，再而三的，让我们要数算主的恩典，要一一的数。
So here he recalled the blessing he received from the Lord in the past.
所以在这里，大卫乃是回想在过去耶和华给他的恩典。How
God answered his prayer when he was in many difficulties in the past.
在过去，神是怎么样回答他的祷告的？And
when he was in many dangerous situations, Lord has saved him.
在很艰难困境的里面，神是怎么样应允他、拯救他？
So dear brothers and sisters, we need to remember Lord's blessings.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们需要常常回想主给我们的祝福。
And name them one by one.
然后要一一的数算。
This will help us to overcome the current challenges.
所以这样做能够使我们胜过我们现在的处境。
So dear brothers and sisters, this grace of the Lord is accumulative.
我们都知道主的恩典 乃是可以啊逐渐的加增的。
So the more you trust in the Lord, and the more you will trust in the Lord.
我们越信赖主，我们就越会信赖主。
And so we need to start now in the small things.
我们需要从现在，从一些小事上就这样做。
In the small things, let's put trust in the Lord.
在小事上，我们就要学习用信心仰望主。
When people misunderstand you,
当有的人误会我们的时候，
don't try to defend yourself.
不要自己啊，自己做主。
Put your trust in the Lord.
要来仰望主，信靠他。
When you earn your wages,
当你赚取你的工价、你的报酬的时候，
put your money in the hands of the Lord.
放在主的手中，让他来掌管。
It is tithing, right?
这就是我们所说的十一奉献。
Tithing means 10%.
十一奉献就是十一奉献，就百分之十。
But that's the Old Testament commandments.
这是旧约的，旧约的要求。
But in New Testament, we could give the Lord to the Lord as we please in our heart, as we are willing.
在新约里的奉献乃是随着我们心里所乐意的去做。
According to the measure of our faith.
乃是根据我们信心的大小来做。
According to the measure that you see the grace of the Lord.
是根据我们对主的恩典的领会多少来做。
So you need to start small things.
所以我们应该从小事来学习这样做。
And when you have a meeting at school, at work, you pray before you go to the meeting.
当你在工作中你去开会的时候，你要先祷告。
And see how you're going to say in the meeting.
你要求主用当用他跟你当合适的话去讲。
Before you open your textbook to do homework, you pray.
当你打开你的那个你的那个课本要复习考试，
you ask Lord give you understanding.
你求神给你智慧去能够明白。
Ask the Lord to give you focus.
让你能够专心而学。
So let this doing homework as exercise of faith.
借着做家庭作业，你就可以来学习训练你的信心。
When you come to Sunday.
星期天来到这里，
we need to trust in the Lord.
我们需要来仰望主。
Leave behind all the works you need to do.
把你所有的工作作业都放在一边。
The test tomorrow, you know, all the things leave it behind you and come to the Lord to worship Him.
你是要来单单的来敬拜主的，所以把你的家庭作业、你的考试的预备都要放在一边。
You come to Friday Bible study.
星期五来查经。
Even though you're very tired, working the whole week.
也许你感觉到非常劳累，因为你工作了一整个，忙碌了一整周。
At the end of Friday, five o'clock, you felt like you're so tired.
在每到星期五晚上五点的时候，星期五五点下午五点的时候，你感觉到可能非常累了。
And this is the time we need to pray.
在这个时候。你确实需要
，we need to put the trust in the Lord,
把信心放在主的里面。
Ask the Lord to revive us with the resurrection life.
求神给我们一个新鲜的生命，让我们重新得力。
So that our spirit can be refreshed coming to the Bible study.
使我们的灵重新振作起来，可以来查经。
And trust in the Lord, He will bless us if we do so.
相信主，如果我们这样来向他祷告，他必然要祝福我们。
So in day in and day out, we need to exercise a trust in the Lord.
我们每一天，我们都要来学训练我们自己，练习我们自己能够仰望神。
And see how God blesses us.
然后我们来看神怎么样祝福我们的。
And if we face the big challenges one day.
如果我们一天有一天我们面临很大的挑战，
and we can draw this grace blessings in the past，
我们就可以借着我们平时间所学累积的那些信心，
and our heart will be strengthened to face that challenge.
我们的心就会刚强，来面对那样更大的挑战。
And this here is a personal cry, personal trust in the Lord.
在这里，大卫乃是把他个人对神的那个的信心给表露出来。
So you and I have to exercise in most small things.
所以我们也要在小事上来学习训练我们的信心。
I knew a brother who was well respected in the church.
我认识一位弟兄，在教会中很受人尊重。
And once he was very distressed.
有一次他非常郁闷。
And later he told me that he prayed, he read the Bible. It seemed that doesn't help him.
他告诉我说，后来他就祷告，就读经，但是好像对他毫无帮助。
And so he was very depressed, so he went out to the bookstore to try to find self-help books.
所以他如此的忧郁，他就到了书店想找一本关于心理辅导的书来看一看。
So it is so sad.
是非常非常可惜的事。
A brother in the church.
在教会中一位弟兄
in a leadership position
在做那个带领的工作
when he was in distress cannot trust in the Lord
他当非常郁闷的时候忧郁的时候他竟然没办法来依靠主
felt the prayer and reading God's word didn't help him
祷告和读神的话都没办法帮助他。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we have to trust, exercise our faith in small things.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们应该从现在起，从小事上就来让我们的信心被训练。
So, I was crying to the Lord with my voice.
我用我的声音求告耶和华。
So, there's another Selah.
在这里又有一个希拉出现。
At the end of verse 4.
在第四节的末了。
Whenever I look at Selah, I feel very excited. I know that there's something new going on.
当我每次看到这个希拉这个词的时候，我就非常激动，因为下面将有新的事情出现。
Another turn.
那是一个又是一个转折点。
So in the 5 and 6.
从第五节到第六节。
He said, I lay down and slept. I will walk, for the Lord sustains me.
我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保护我。
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about.
所以有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
So he told us this here, that he was able to lie down and sleep.And I will walk, for the Lord sustains me.
在这里他是乃将说我现在总算可以躺着睡觉了醒着的时候耶和华他们都要保佑我。
You know, to me, the proof of my trust in the Lord over certain matter that bothered me is that if I can have a good night's sleep that night.
对我来说我能不能经历到主给我的保佑实际的情形就是看看我那天晚上能不能有个好的睡眠。
If I could not fall asleep, then I know the thing bothers me.
如果那天晚上我没办法睡着的话，就说明那些事情仍然在搅扰着我。
Sometimes I felt during the day, thought about something, and I thought that it bothered me a great deal.
有时候一天白天的事情搅扰我我发觉到非常难过。
Of course, then I'll pray and give it to the Lord.
然后我会在主的面前祷告把这件事情交托给主。
Trust in the Lord that he will carry me over.
相信神必然要保守我过去。
If that night I couldn't sleep.
如果在接下来的那天晚上我如果不能够进入睡眠的话。
I knew that I still really haven't really trust in the Lord.
那我就知道我并没有真正的完全的来信靠他。
Because the thing still bothers me.
因为这件事情还在搅扰着我。
So I'll get up and pray.
那我就会再起来继续祷告。
And until my heart is sure that Lord listened to my prayer.
直到我心里边很确定神已经听了我的祷告。
Well, of course, sometimes that it takes several nights to do that.
有时候要几天晚连续几天晚上我才能够安静的下来。
But sometimes the opposite is true.
那有的时候呢却有相反。
Sometimes I thought that things doesn't bother me.
有时候我觉得那些事情根本不搅扰我了。
But in the night, I felt like I couldn't sleep over that matter.
但是我在晚上我还是没法睡觉。
Sometimes that I felt like I was very bothered by something, but in the night I can sleep well.
有时候我被某些事情搅扰的就很难过，但是呢，晚上仍然睡得很好的，有很好的睡眠。
I thought, tonight maybe I'll be bothered, so I couldn't sleep well.
因为在之前我老是对自己说，可能今天晚上我又没有好的睡眠。
But I had a very good night's sleep.
但是却恰恰相反，那天晚上我就睡得很好。
Praise the Lord that I really trust in the Lord over that matter.
我就感谢主，因为我相信我已经把一切交托给他了。
So if you have a good sleep or not, it's indication in many cases that if we truly trust in the Lord over the matter that bothered us.
所以如果是你晚上能够睡得很香的话，就说明你已经把它交托给主了，已经不再搅扰你了。
So David now tells us about what he experienced in the past and now.
大卫在之前告诉我们过去他跟神之间的经历。
And he said that he can lay down and sleep and wake, for the Lord sustains me.
这个时候他就说，他说我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都会保护我。
He had this perfect peace.
他就有了平安在他的，他就有完全的平安在他的心里。
And then he says, now, even though 10,000 people surround me and try to attack me, he says, I'm not afraid of them anymore.
然后他就接着说，虽然有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我现在也不再惧怕了。
You know, I think there's a secret in David's life that showed us how he can do that in this very dangerous situation that he was in.
知道吗？在大卫的生命的里面有一个秘诀，使他能够在如此为难的时刻，他仍然可以找到平安。
So in 2 Samuel, it gave us a glimpse of his secret of his spiritual life.
那么在撒母耳记下，给我们看到了我们一点点关于他属灵生命的秘诀是什么。
And because the 2 Samuel we just read,
就撒母耳记下我们刚才所读到的经文。
So it has this phrase, when he was fleeing Absalom, from Absalom, the high priest at that time took out of God, came down to meet him. So they wanted to take an ark with David. So wherever David fled to, the ark of God will follow him.
在撒母耳记下第十五章哈。当大祭司抬着神的约柜要来跟随大卫出逃的时候。
And so, but David, in 25, verse 25, David said to Zadok, return the ark of God to the city. If I find favor in the sight of the Lord, then he will bring me back again and show me both it and his habitation.
大卫是怎么说的呢？大卫对撒都说，在25章第25节，你将神的约柜抬回城去，我若在耶和华眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来再见约柜和他的居所。
If he should say thus, I have no delight in you, and behold, here I am, let him do to me as seems good to me.
第26节，倘若他说我不喜悦你，看了我在这里，愿他任凭自己的意志待我。
So here we see that David totally abandoned himself into the hands of God.
在这里我们再次看见大卫完全的放弃了去自己把自己完完全全的交托在神的手里。
He didn't take a matter into his own hand.
他并没有把这些事情掌管在自己的手中。
Oftentimes that's how we do.
这却是我们常常习惯做的事。
So that's why our heart will never be at perfect peace.
也以至于我们的心总是没办法平静安稳下。
But David says, no, he did not want to take ark of God.For his personal advantage.
而大卫是怎样的呢？他说他不愿意把神的约柜抬着走啊，好像是要使他成为他自己的那个一个优势。
We know that in the past, people of Israel took the ark of God into battlefield so that they thought that God would be on their side so they can win the battle.
因为实在在过去哈，当以色列人出战的时候，总是抬着约柜与他们同行。因为他们觉得约柜在他们中间，神就与他们同在。
So, but David, even in this very difficult, dangerous situation, he honored, he knew in his heart, the ark of God actually was for the testimony of God, not for him.
大卫却这样想，他说在虽然在这样的情形的里面，他认为神的约柜不是为着他自己的，神的约柜乃是神。不是大卫自己的见证，乃是神他的见证。
It is testimony of Lord's presence among God's people.
乃是神在他百姓中的同在的见证。
So David here shows us his heart.
大卫在这儿把他的心告诉了我们。
His integrity.
他的那个他的完全。
And so this is the secret that why David could sleep.Even in this such danger.
这也就是为什么大卫在这么危难的情形里面他仍然能够睡得着觉的秘诀所在。
Though he was distressed, but after he turned his heart to the Lord and expressed his confidence, his trust to the Lord, he immediately feel this peace, perfect feel, peace in his heart.
尽管一开始的时候他确实是感到非常的痛苦万分但是当他数算了神的恩典的时候他的心就来到神的面前得到了平安。
The secret is that he can totally abandon himself into the hands of God.
这个秘诀就是在于他可以完全的放弃自己来完完全全的仰望主。
So he says, if the Lord still likes me, he can bring me back so I can see the ark.
他说如果神仍然喜悦我的话他就必然会把我带回来看见再见他的约柜。
But if the Lord says, I don't have any delight in him anymore, then let the Lord do to me whatever pleases him.
如果神不再喜悦了我那么就任由他怎么样发落我好了。
So that means that he's willing to die in the hands of the Lord.
也就是说他愿意在神的手中让死都不怕。
In the battle that will happen tomorrow.
就是在即将要来的那个征战的里面，就是死他也在所不惜。
So his total abandonment to the Lord is his secret.
他放弃他自己交托给完全交托给神，就是他平静的的秘诀。
So and then 7 and 8.
第六到第七节
is his prayer.
就是他的祷告。
So he says, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God.
主啊，求你兴起，我的神啊，求你拯救。
So here is his prayer. That's what he really want to pray for. The save at the very end and very simple.
在最后你看到这就是他简单的祷告，这是他自己想要做的。
You don't have to pray a long prayer. He says, Arise, O Lord.
他的祷告是如此的简单，不需要有很长。他说，求你起来，我的神啊。
Save me, O Lord.
求你救我。
So here, this is his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
His request to the Lord.
这是他向神所呼求。
For the current situation, dangerous situation he was in.
为着他所处的那个危境。
So he says, arise and save me.
你求你起来,
so Lord is so gracious, he will listen to us if we pray from our heart.
神是这样的恩待我们, 当我们在他面前向他祈求祷告的时候,
that's a very, maybe there's another 30 minutes to go to finish this sharing.
我相信还要30分钟的时间, 我们才能把这一段, 里边的分享出来。
I just want to mention that one little point is that your blessing at verse 8.
但是我在这里只要简单的提一下第八节。
Your blessing be upon your people.
愿你赐福给你的百姓。
Dear brothers and sisters, that David's heart always with God's people.
大卫的心总是给着他的百姓的。
Even in this situation that he knew, the reason why God set him to be king is for God's people.
因为大卫心里知道，即使在这么如此危难的那个情景的里面， 他知道神的心乃是向着他的百姓的。 他既然作为王，也都是为着他的百姓，神的百姓。
So he never forget that he always pray for the blessing upon his people. That's where the testimony of God is.
所以他从来不会忘记，他的祷告总是向着神的百姓的。 这是他,
Even though in such dangerous situation,
在如此危难的情况里面,
he didn't forget to pray for God's people.
他从不会忘记要为着神的百姓来祷告。
So let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Father God, may you reveal yourself, your will.
父啊, 实在是求你, 啊, 启示给我们你的自己, 你的旨意,
in our heart.
在我们的心里做这样的启示。
We know that you desire so much that we will see the Lord and hear His voice.
因为我们实在知道你巴不得, 啊, 把我们的主, 啊, 启示给我们。
Through this Psalm 3 that we just shared,
是要借着诗篇第三篇, 我们所刚刚分享的。
It's not just the experience of David or some comfort for ourselves.
不光仅仅是因为要来看到大卫, 和他所要带给我们的安慰,
but it is truly the expression of how the Lord, his feeling when he was on earth, facing all oppositions.
因为这个经历乃是讲到我们的主, 他在地上的时候, 他所面临的一切。
And Father, we pray that you will open our hearts so we can truly through this, your word, we can see the Lord and to be able to sympathize with the Lord.
主啊, 我们实在是祈求你来开启我们的心, 让我们借着这些话语, 能够看到主的经历, 并且与他一同, 同心。
May you give us this grace to rejoice in the salvation of the Lord.
巴不得你给我们这样的恩典, 让我们一同在主的救恩中来欢唱。
So as we gather together as one people, we just want to give all the praises to you.
巴不得我们这样聚集的时候, 我们单单的把, 敬拜, 赞美都归给你。
And to our Lord Jesus.
借着我们的主归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.